It don't matter how hot the girls are. If your music is lame, we can help with that, though. The Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association presents Panda Off the Charts. Brand new tracks for the strip club industry to make your set sound fresher, more energized, and to keep things bumping. Here are your hosts, Danny Myers, Elon Fong, and Bob Chiappardi.
Hey, hey, welcome to Panda Off the Charts. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network, all in conjunction with Strip Joints Music. That's Bob Chiappardi from Strip Joints Music. How are you?
I'm doing great. Loving life. Things are good. Can't complain.
Elon Fong?
You notice he's drinking the Cloud Nine. You know why, Danny?
Why?
He's an aphrodisiac, and we got Dorothy coming on the show.
Yes, that's right, man. We've got a Bob is just amazing at bringing us some special guests here. And we are absolutely honored. We have Dorothy, the lead singer of Dorothy. She's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. So I tell you what, hang tight. We're going to do some new music picks first, though, where the three of us get to pick some music. And I want to share one with you. This is my first song that I'm going to pick. This song was originally recorded back in 1994, I think it was, by Crystal Waters. And what's funny is Target, the store Target, is using this song, this new version, as their background music in all their commercials now. So this is the new version. It is by a band called Years and Years. It's their version of 100% Pure Love. See what you think. Years and Years, 100% Pure Love. Let me go up to Elon Fong first. What'd you think of that? And you remember the original, right?
I love the original. It's one of my all-time favorite jams, and it's timeless and classic. And unfortunately, this does not hold up for me.
Really?
Yeah, the vocals doesn't have the soul and pop that Crystal does, and the beat, it softened it. It doesn't hit as hard. You know, it's the cool thing about the original is one of the few tracks from the 90s that holds up even today. Like a lot of the sounds you hear from 90s club songs kind of sound dated and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the song, the original. So I would still play the original. It's okay, but I would play the original.
Okay, I disagree, but you're allowed to do that. Bob Chiappardi, what you think?
Well, it has one of my favorite underused instruments in it that's featured, that it's nice to hear it come back. The police whistle.
Ah.
Come on, man. We don't get enough. That and cowbell. We just don't get enough of those instruments. So to hear it being back, brought back, I think this should be a new wave of songs featuring the police whistle.
I did not know where you're going. I'm like, what?
So Bob, keyboards? Does that mean you didn't care for it either?
I liked it.
Okay.
You know?
I thought that was your way of getting out of saying anything about it.
You know, I mean that. Whoop, whoop, is also good.
Okay, Elon Fong, bring us one.
All right, this track is the latest from Mr. David Guetta and Galantis featuring Mnek, M-N-E-K.
Mnek.
Hmm?
Mnek.
Okay.
Mnek. Mnek, that's it.
Mnek. Okay.
Yeah, Mnek.
It's called Damn! You've Got Me Saying.
Is that Eminem's cousin? I'm not sure.
Might be.
Cousin with a K.
Neck beard.
Explain it. When I did you wrong, I didn't know I'd feel this regret. But it drives me crazy to see you move on while I lay alone in my bed. If I could rewind, take a step back in time, I would never do you like that. I
made a mistake, so now it's too late, and there ain't no way I'm getting you back. You got me saying, damn, I should never let you walk right out my life. I should have treated you right, I should have been by your side. Like, damn, I slipped and let you catch somebody's eye. Now I can't even lie, it's killing me inside. Like, damn, I should never let you walk right out my life.
Okay, Alan Fong, you didn't care for my first song.
No.
So I was really looking for something bad to say about this one just to get even with you. But hopefully your next song's going to suck because this one didn't. This one was good.
Okay.
Bob Chiappardi, your thoughts?
Great song. Great song. I mean, undeniable. It's Alan always bringing the fire. Always bringing the fire.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah. And Bob Chiappardi, we're going to find out what you are bringing. But before you do that, I want to let you guys know that we have got Dorothy from the band Dorothy coming on at the end of your song here. So you go ahead and pick one, and then Dorothy is in the waiting room. She's waiting on you.
Well, we don't want to keep her waiting, so I'll get right to it. This song is – this artist I've been trying to get on Strip Joints for years now. She's awesome. She's great. She's super talented and super sexy, and the artist is Upsol, and the song is Into My Body. But this edit was made especially for Panda DJs.
So okay,
extended mix, and see what you think.
Okay.
I don't recognize the girl that I see on the screen looking mean. I don't want to call my friends, so I'm home being lonely instead. What if I can't be loved? What if I'm not enough? Kicking myself when I get down. What if I can't get up? What if I'm always stuck? And who can I ever trust? Spiral again out of my head. I wanna get into my body, and then my skin do the talking. I wanna feel like I'm myself again. I wanna get into my body. I don't need anyone on me. Just serotonin us into my head.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to say is to my entertainer, Vanessa, who is listening, yes, I will add it to your playlist. I already know she's sitting there listening going, I want to dance to that. I want to dance to that. So, Vanessa, we've got that for you. I like the use of the vocals, you know, as far as, you know, going, what would it be considered, different pitches so quickly. That's something you don't hear a lot, and I like the way she pulled that off. So, yeah, good track. Alan?
Oh, man, I love it. I love the interplay of the bass line with the vocals, especially in the hook, the Into My Body and the doom, 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 doom. Like, so cool.
She does it better.
Great groove, great beat. I love that track. That's like, has that alternative female vocal that's popular right now, like with Gayle with, and Billie Eilish and that loud, soft dynamic a little bit. You know what I mean? Very cool track. I love that track. And thank you, Upshul, for giving us the Strip Club Panda edit. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm assuming, Bob, that the original was shorter, and this is one of the very cool things that Bob Chiappardi from Strip Joints Music is doing for all of the strip club DJs. You know, the trend, and we won't get into the whole reason again why, because we've talked about it a lot. The trend is shorter songs, and it's kind of messing us up in the strip clubs. We kind of need these songs to be 3 minutes long, and Bob is actually going to the artist and saying, you know, it's a good song, but, you know, one of the things that's going to hurt you is the three-minute thing. Go ahead, Alan.
You know, you can get this track. You don't have to just be a strip club DJ anymore. If you're an entertainer or a manager or in the industry, you can just sign up at stripjointsmusic.com and get all this stuff for free.
Yeah.
From Bob.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. We have Dorothy from the band Dorothy coming on our show right after this. Oh, man, Bob, you brought us one hell of a guest here today. I'm Danny Myers along with Bob Chiappardi and Alan Fong. We have got Dorothy from the band Dorothy here with us today. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Man, we're doing good. First of all, thank you so much. We're all big fans, And we're so glad that you took time out of your day to come on here on the show. So welcome. I have so many questions. We have so little time. So one of the things that I want to talk to you about is your Twitter account. You post constantly. You are so interactive with your fans and everything. But you made a post the other day that said that God took me off the strip club stage and put me on the music stage. So my first question, does that mean that at one time you were an entertainer at a strip club?
Yes, I was. And, you know, I am a very spiritual person. I believe everybody has a purpose in their life and a journey to go through. And that was just part of my story. I'm not ashamed of it. I am a black sheep. You know, I took an orthodox route in life. And I feel like, you know, it taught me a lot. It opened my eyes a lot. I don't judge anybody. I think it's, you know, I was basically using my resources to be self-sufficient and independent and take care of myself. And my bigger dream really was to do music. And so eventually I got there and I just, it's part of my story and I'm here to tell it.
Oh man. So here's my follow-up to that would be, now that you are out touring, and I know you still visit strip clubs from time to time, tell me, have you ever been in a strip club and one of your songs came on? Or maybe have you ever got a dance to one of your songs in a strip club?
Okay, yes. Well, I haven't been to a club in a while. My partying days are well behind me. But I remember on the Rock is Dead tour, one of the headlining legs of the Rock is Dead era, we played a venue and the owners, you know, were so nice. They were like, we own the Gentleman's Club, you know, down the street. And we would love to just, you know, let you guys go in, hang out, get you drinks, whatever you want to do. And I was sober. I mean, I'm a sober artist now and I was sober at the time. So I'm like, yeah, I'll tag along and kind of people watch. And it was really interesting. And they had axe throwing in the back outside. I mean, it was axe throwing. It was like kind of a redneck strip club.
I'd say. Fun.
And one of the girls was like, I love your songs. I love you. I want to give you a lap dance. And I was like, okay, shoot, go for it. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I sat there and she basically danced for us and to my music, which I don't know. It was kind of weird, interesting experience, you know?
Yeah.
Did you sing along with
Dorothy? You were one of us. You're a strip club member.
Veteran, right.
Veteran. There you go. There you go. Yeah, not active. So I have to ask, based on that, what was your stage name, if you don't mind?
Oh, I had many.
Oh, what was the primary one?
I would change it all the time. I'm trying to remember. I think one of them was like Brooke, or just like Brooke. Some all American, okay. Basic normal name, because you know the number one question you get asked,
yeah, what's your
is that name? Your real name, right. So it can't be like Mercedes, you know, that's not real.
Complete with twin airbags.
That's awesome. So somewhere yeah. out there, so I you're a West Coast gal, so we'll just say you dance somewhere in California. So yes, if you're listening to our show, you might have gotten a dance from Dorothy.
Oh, I have some celebrity stories that I won't tell you.
Oh, that's funny.
Nothing weird happened. It's just, you know, it's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You Amen. Don't want to put people on blast.
We understand. We are the same way. So I've been a huge fan of the band since probably 2015, 2016. I used to play Wicked Ones all the time. After Midnight, Woman are just some of my favorite songs. You know, you came out at a time, there was a kind of a woman explosion in that blues rock sort of thing. You had like Jen Wiggamore, ZZ Ward, yourself. And I remember hearing your tracks and my jaw dropped. Like, look, I've said it before, you're an attractive woman. Yes, that's fine and dandy, but your voice is ridiculous. I mean, phenomenal. Your talent outshines your beauty, which is saying something. And if you haven't heard this woman sing live, my God, talk about pipes. Randy Jackson, if this were American Idol, would be like, you could sing the phone book. You're one of those people. You know what I mean?
You know, Randy Jackson did say that to me. That's funny that you said. I really appreciate the compliment. I worked hard. I used to study opera. I went to a vocal training program at MI. I've gone to many teachers. I've kind of self-taught. I've kind of like just explored around the vocal realm a lot. And I still struggle with certain things. I'm always asking people for advice. You know, so Randy actually came to early on in the first album cycle, one of our shows at like the Satellite in, I want to say East LA, and he's a really cool dude. And so I really appreciate that, you know. And it's funny because I tried out for American Idol and was not selected.
That's crazy.
Well, look at us now.
Look at us now. Well, look, I mean, you have such an interesting story, the band as a whole. Now, the way I read it, and I don't know, is you got invited in. It sounded like you wanted to do music, but you weren't sure yet. And this is your first sort of serious thing that made you take it super seriously. Is that accurate? Or
it was like, you know, what really launched me into music, because I was an entertainer. I was, you know, not, you know, I was doing a lot of television and music video and film extra work, and it wasn't paying well at all. Like extras don't get paid. You know, I was on a J-Lo music video set for like 14 hours. I ended up with the flu. I couldn't come back the next day. They wouldn't give me my SAG voucher. Like, you know, it's not, it's fun. It's a great experience. I got to do all this cool stuff in Hollywood on, you know, on these sets, but it wasn't paying well. And I tried to go get a real job, and at the time I think the economy had taken a dump, and so I just kind of was like, well, I'm gonna lose my apartment, I'm gonna go fly at the Gentleman's Club. And that was easy. I think I made more money my first night there than, you know, a month working a normal job. So that's just my story, but I'm veering off topic here. What was the question? Sorry.
No, I said, how did getting into Dorothy the band,
right? Right. So I was doing that for a while and not sure what I wanted to do. And then my stepfather, who I had a kind of a strained relationship with, no need to get into that, but like he was sick with cancer for about a year and rapidly declining. Well, when he passed away, I had left a very abusive relationship. I was kind of just really in this place of just, what am I going to do with myself? You know? Mm-hmm. And my lifelong dream was to sing and do music. And so I came home and I just magically, randomly, and I believe this is the hand of God working in my life, found a document that had music industry contacts, where I found my first manager, George Robertson, who walked me into Roc Nation and helped me get a record deal. So that's kind of how that whole transition happened, was this loss and this dark. And then I ended up, you know, coming up to LA and getting in the studio with these producers and making an EP. And then, you know, I walked into Roc Nation and it just happened. It was just very surreal. Like it was very surreal to me at the time, but it was a lot of fun.
So it's interesting. So you come from a rock background, because Roc Nation obviously is Jay-Z's label, and more known for hip hop and R&B and like Miguel and that stuff, although he has some rock influences. But was the deal specifically for rock and then you formed the band? I'm just trying to clarify.
I was already working with Mark Jackson and Ian Scott. We were writing songs in the studio, the very Sabbath and blues and garage band, kind of like inspired first album. You know, at the time, I think Black Keys were experiencing just a climax in their career and their sound. We were putting the band together, you know, we were doing all that stuff. And then I was taking all the meetings and doing the business side of things. And I kind of converged on the Rock is Dead album with everything. It all kind of fell into place. And then, you know, our first tour was, with Miguel. But then what really shifted things was when Hailstorm took us on a few tours.
Ooh, phenomenal. Well, you know what's cool is as the album progression, your second album had more of a Stonesy. You went away from the bluesy stomp. I mean, you still have those elements, of course, but it was much more songwriting oriented. The second album, 28 Days in the Valley, and was more of a Stonesy vibe to me. And then, which leads us to today's album, which is Ghosts. Wait, hold on. I have it somewhere. You could
Gifts from the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Gifts from the Holy Ghost, which is a really cool story too. But the new album is very cool. It's got all those influences and more. And then this new track you're going to bring to us. So why don't we let you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my sound has obviously shifted over the years and is very eclectic in what inspires us, because I do like to work with a lot of different people. And, you know, I went out on a limb with Linda Perry. I took a chance and, you know, let her kind of guide the vision. And she was into this, you know, California desert rock and 60s inspired, you know, classic rock. sound, lots of Jefferson Airplane and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and Stones. And, you know, but when I came to the third album, I was like, all right, you know, I've gotten a lot of input from the people around me. I think I'm going to go make the album I want to make. And there was like this peace and quiet around me where I, you know, I had shifted to management. I'm with 10th Street and they kind of didn't get involved in creative. They just let me do my thing. And so I was in the studio with Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin writing for about a year, which really kept me going because I was kind of wandering aimlessly, not sure where, you know, we hadn't been on tour in a little while, wasn't sure where my career was going to go, what we were going to do. And then, you know, 2020 happened and I was like, oh boy, this is dark. This is really dark. So, well, how am I going to counteract that? I'm going to bring some light with some music. And so I was, you know, I was in the studio with Trevor Lukather, Scott Stevens, Chris Lord-Alge got involved, Phil X got involved, Jason Hook, all these wonderfully talented, strong men in rock music all kind of converged on this album. And I had a heavy hand in the songwriting because that's probably my favorite part is getting in the studio and writing. And so, yeah, then Gifts from the Holy Ghost was born and here we are.
Yeah. Can we take a second to listen to this? What I want to do is play about a minute of Dorothy's new song. It is called Black Sheep, and you're going to love this one. Check this out.
Yeah.
Hail, hail the black sheep. We are blood, we are family.
Man, that is what you call one hell of a powerful voice. that is incredible. You know,
song.
Yeah, it is. Bob brought this song to us, I think, on last month or month before. I think it was last month on Panda Off the Charts. And I want to tell you what I said then in case you didn't hear it. There is there's a genre of music that I sort of created. I don't even know what it is. But I have entertainers that just come up to me and they say, I want rock, but I want rock like Hailstorm in this moment. Hailstorm in this moment. That's the two that they always bring up. So anytime anybody brings up that, now I've got this one that I would add to that, this and Pretty Reckless and things like that. It all kind of goes together. So anybody who likes one is going to like the other. So to all the DJs out there that have the girls that say, Hailstorm, 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 add this one. Start playing this one for your girls. They're going to love that. I love this song. I have charted this song on my personal chart. I did a little a video about it, and as a matter of fact, you retweeted it like within 5 minutes of me posting it. This was like 2 days ago, so or last night it was, I think. So I thank you for your retweet on that.
Well, I thank you so much for your support too.
Yeah, man, we love the track. All I can say is, you know, it's funny because as I'm sure you know, in strip clubs nowadays, hip hop is king, right? And we're lucky. Most strip club DJs come from a rock background, it feels like, the majority of them. And we're always looking for, you know, new rock to play. And what we always say sort of on here is to get the younger entertainers, you got to have a good groove and beat that they can dance to. Because a lot of rock, since it's organic drumming and whatever, it's harder to dance to for some of the girls. They're used to having that four on the floor beat or, you know, electronic beats that are perfect every time, right? But that song's got such a great groove. Obviously, I think some of the best rock in the last 10 years has been women. You know, your voices are better because a lot of the male vocals tend to be the Cookie Monster voice or the, you know what I mean, the emo screamy stuff. And because of that, I'll say it. That's why I'm not as I like
melody. I always tell young bands, I'm like, what happened to harmony and melody? You don't like those girls? What's wrong with you guys? But, you know, your voice is powerful. You always have a strong melody in your songs. There's a good hook. There's a great groove from the guitar to the bass to even you're very rhythmic in your singing as well. So
thank you.
I think it's a song that, you know, young entertainers can get into, and obviously you're a powerful woman that they can attach themselves to and relate to as well. So very cool track. I'm a black sheep. I'm half Chinese. I come from a family of like nuclear engineers, doctors, big time lawyers, and I was a strip club DJ and a musician. So
I come from a family of doctors as well. That's yeah.
So you can understand, right? Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely one of the black sheeps of my family as well.
Well, we have another guy on the show here that we have let get a word in edgewise.
Hey, Bob.
We just kind of keep him in the corner. Bob Schiaparti from stripjointsmusic.com. Bob, say something.
Whenever we get a guest on that Alon's a big fan of, it's like, you just sit back and let it roll. Let it roll.
Got to get to know the artist, you know?
I know. It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah. So everything's going great. Rob Gordon came to me and said, you know, can we get Dorothy on the strip joints program? I go, yeah, I've been trying to do this for years. And so we got on just towards the end of the month. So it hit the chart at just, you know, the number one bubbling on dirt. So it's at number 21 out of, you know, so I'm expecting it to make a great jump next month, this coming month, especially with this interview, which is going to get out to all the strip club DJs, and they'll hear what we're talking about, and why they would not give this song a try is beyond me. So it's going to be great.
Well, so Dorothy, if you would talk to us, I'm sorry.
No, thank you. I love Rob. He's a great guy.
He's great.
Absolutely. Talk to us about your tour plans. I saw a couple things on your website, but I know you just got done with the tour with Dirty Honey, the California Dreaming Tour, or is that being extended?
No, that's been wrapped. Yeah, we did the Gifts from the Holy Ghost tour headlining before that, and then they invited us out on their package, and we love those guys. Like, they're, you know, our bandmates are friends. They're a lot of fun. So we did that run after, and then we might have some stuff going on, but you know, it's getting into the holidays and people are kind of checking out, which is understandable. So, you know, that song Black Sheep was produced by Scott Stevens, a good friend of mine, just a powerhouse songwriter. I love working with him. His melodies are insane. So I'm actually getting back in the studio with him very soon here.
Very cool.
I want to get a couple sessions in with him before the end of the year. And so, yeah. And then I just posted, you know, I think in April, May, we've got some big shows. We're getting back out there with Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin. And, you know, we did a 3-month long Breaking Benjamin tour at the end of 2019, almost killed me. I was like, that's the longest tour I've ever done without a break. But it was a lot of fun to be on that tour, and we love those guys. And Keith became a good friend of mine. So, so yeah, it's going to be good to see him again.
Well, awesome. Cool. Hopefully you get back to Ohio. We missed you most recently. I know you were here earlier in the year. But when you're in town, me and Danny will have to come see you.
Absolutely. Before we let you get out, I'll plug your social medias for us, if you would.
All right, guys. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just @Dorothy with 2 O's. My Twitter is @DorothySucka. And you can go to my website for tickets and tour dates at DorothyOnFire.com.
Fantastic. Dorothy, we can't thank you enough. Absolutely. Well, a pleasure.
I can't do this without you.
We appreciate you big time.
I am telling you what, that was just an absolute fun interview. You talk about a performer who has just got tremendous personality, man. Dorothy. We could have talked to her for hours.
I know, right?
What a cool woman. I am still on cloud nine. That was fun, man. And like getting some cool insights into her and her music and like her. And how cool is it that she is one of us?
Mm-hmm.
She's a black sheep like us. She's part of our industry, was part of industry, respects it, understands it. So mad love to Dorothy from all of us in the SCI.
And no shame in talking about it. That's what
exactly.
I love. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. She's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, Dorothy.
Yeah. We've got more picks here coming up. We've got, let's see. I'm going to go to one that, you know, we came out with Broadway Girls, which, you know, was kind of a half rap, half country song. We've had a few of these come by. I picked up another one here. This is from an artist named Justin Champagne. He teamed up with Snoop Dogg on this one, and I do want to say a very special thank you to Justin Champagne because he is now following my TikTok after I did a little video on this. So thank you, Justin. This is the remix of If She Ain't Country. The remix is adding Snoop Dogg. He has a version without Snoop, but I like the Snoop version. So
Snoop,
see what you think.
Dogg! Shit, I'll tell you what. You better get up on this truck. Country boy living here, baby. Now, yeah.
Roll the dice and it's how I feel. Look, scared money don't make no money. Yeah, she can be a playboy bunny, but I don't want her if she ain't country. I love a southern accent. I love a girl that thinks a truck is full of mud attractive. I need a girl that's got a jump just to fit her ass in. Every pair of those jeans, every pair of those jeans, baby. They say I'm picky, I just know what I deserve now. I play with fire in the past, now I'm burned. Couldn't settle just with any kind of girl now. I wanna settle down, I doubt I'll never learn out. Roll the dice anytime I feel lucky. Scared money don't make no money. Yeah, she can be a playboy bunny, but I don't wanna if she ain't country. At the bar with a nice little honey. Country swag can't take that from me. Another round cause I got a little money. I don't wanna if she ain't country.
Girl in some denim and some cowboy boots. Grill steaks and roll joints like cowboys do. Little frame with a booty, you can't help but slap. Ride or die chick, but we gon' need a dually for that. I like a southern accent with a pretty smile. For a blonde or brunette, I ride a million miles.
Okay, so let me start by going up to Alan Fong in Columbus, Ohio. Your thoughts on Justin Champagne and Snoop Dogg. We actually, real quick though, this was on our previous show that we did, which was Bubbling Under, because this has not quite made the Panda Top 20 chart. But it is in the bubbling under, so you know, enough people chart it this month, it'll get up on the chart. Go ahead, Alon.
Dude, I love that track, man. That's fun. It's a little country hop, I think it's what it's called, right? And Snoop always does a fun little guest spot on that remix. And yeah, man, I can. It's, you know, it's the bro hop, the bro country stuff that came out over the last 10 years. It just exploded, and you can play in the strip clubs easy. It's got a hip hop beat. Great track.
Okay, Bob Shea Party.
Great track. I love when country music melds with other types of, whether it's rock or rap or what have you. It's such an easy type of music to embrace. And more and more, it seems like it's getting played in the strip clubs, which is a great thing, you know? So yeah, I think that's a great song. Great cool. Version.
So Alon, what you got for us? Pick one that I'm not going to like just so I can get even with you, will you?
I can't do that, man. I can't. You tend to not like my stuff more than I dislike your stuff. So it was the few and far between that I didn't like. You're all right. You'll live. This next track is actually a track I helped promote in my other job with Oracle Entertainment. This is a track called Oprah Rich by Ms. Kat Graham, who's also an actress, performer, dancer, singer, multi-talented, and beautiful young woman with her latest track, Oprah Rich. Check it out. Kat Graham.
Look at all my shit. Look at all my shit.
I got rings in every color. More pearls than your grandmother, mother.
Look at all my shit. Look at all my shit.
I got cars that European. More art than a museum.
I love it when I see zeros. I love counting all my doughs. My piggy bank overflows. Sign my name on the dot, let's go. I love it when I see zeros. I love counting all my doughs. My piggy bank overflows. Sign my name on the dot, let's go. Go, 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 go,
She, every day I go in, it's like, what do you got for me new? And it's like every day I have to find something new, and you guys are making it easy for me to find something new for Vanessa. So, yeah,
you're welcome, Vanessa.
Yeah. Bob Gioparty?
Infectious song, man. That's going to stick in my head. That's a great one. Again, it checks all the boxes. It's sexy. It's bumping. It's, you know, it's the lyrics fit, and who doesn't want to be filthy Oprah rich? I mean, come on. Give me
billions, Bob.
Baby, billions.
Yeah. Bob Gioparty from stripjointsmusic.com. You're going to pick us another one here.
Well, while we're on the rap road here, let's figure, want to bring one from a native of my birthplace, good old Brooklyn, New York in the house.
Man. Brooklyn.
He can still do the voice.
Brooklyn.
She is a up-and-coming rapper, and she sounds wonderful to me, and I'm very happy to be presenting her to you today to you guys. Check it out. Her name is Lola Brooke, and the song is called Don't Play With It.
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Roughneck, nigga on the tongue. Big you just wanna send me automatic with a drop. Ask me if I'm finished, nah, bitch, I just begun. I ain't giving out no 90 to no nigga just for fun. Are you dumb? Run a man, I don't know no other man.
Run it up.
You fuck like 100 niggas just for 100 bands.
What?
I don't even got me 100 bands.
Shit.
I'm still gonna make me 100 M's with 100 plans. Give me peso, extendo. I carry bitches like I'm Prego. Get around with nigga called Pedro. Sucking nigga, shoulda knew it from the get go. Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Come on, baby, don't play with it.
Don't play with it.
Why? Just lay in it. Spin all day in it. My hitters don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. They stay with it. I'm okay with it.
Don't tell me what not to play with.
Oh, you dirty old man.
The beat on that is sick. Her voice, I can tell she's a Brooklyn girl. Yeah, you can tell she is a Brooklyn girl. And I also heard, I know the song is just a little over 2 minutes long, but I also heard that you are working on getting some Panda remixes of that one as well, yeah, which will be on your site, stripjointsmusic.com. So, yeah, it was a great song. Alon?
Yeah, the beat is fire. That kick drum is just booming, like right between the eyes, right? Love it. And as far as her, what I love about Miss Lola Brooke, she's not trying to sound like anybody else. She's not trying to be Nicki or Cardi B, which so many rappers are, or Megan Thee Stallion, none of the big names right now. She's straight up her own style, and definitely that New York flavor of classic hip hop, you know, like Nas and Jay-Z and Biggie. Like, her flow is just her own thing. Lil' Kim, whatever. It's a classic sound. Totally dig it. Great track.
Good. All right.
New York in the house.
The house.
Okay, let me bring this one to you. This is by the artist named Dove Cameron. She brought us Boyfriend, which charted on the Panda charts, and she is back right now with another one called Bad Idea. See what you think of this.
Said this day was coming. Say your name right at my phone. You're having revelations. Wish you never let me go. And you say that you miss me. Funny how you think you're such a mystery. Say you gotta tell me something face to face. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm gonna do it. See exactly where I shouldn't go. I'm running to it. I've been trying out the high road. And I hate it. I got a lot of sins, but you're my favorite.
So there you go, Dove Cameron, former Disney Channel star, by the way. So Alon, what do you think?
No, I mean, do you think Dove is her real name? Real name?
Like, no, it actually isn't. Well, it's not her birth name. It is now legally her first name. That was okay. That was a nickname her father gave her, and her father passed away when she was, I think, like 11 or 12. So after he passed away, she changed her name legally, her first name, to Dove. So that was kind of
cool. Yeah. That's a cool way to honor her dad. That's very cool.
Yeah.
The track, I really like it a lot. I love the hook, love the beat. It's fine. It's great. And the only thing that strikes me is that it's very derivative from Billie Eilish.
You think?
Like the whole whisper vocals. Like, but I love the track. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a great track.
That was also another one of those really, really short songs that I had to do a little looping and stuff to get it up to 3 minutes. So I did my own extended mix. But I don't think in the first minute that we played it there, you heard anything that I did in there. So. But it is one you do have to do a little looping on to make it a little longer if you were in that format of 3 minute songs. Bob Chiappardi.
Got to get a little loopy. Have some tequila. Get a little loopy.
I love the song. I thought it was great.
Great track.
Which, again, I'm really digging that kind of, you know, that female style, like Billie Eilish, you know, but there's a number of artists that are doing it, and I think it's sexy, whether it's in the strip club or just enjoying it while you're relaxing at home and having a beer or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and getting loopy.
I'm getting loopy. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, Alan Fong.
All right, this is I dig this remix. This is fun. This is different. So this is the latest from Drake and 21 Savage. It features Travis Scott. It's a song about, I think it's about Garfield or Heathcliff, two very successful cats, and their success in the business world as entertainers. It's called Pussy and Millions. This is the Lincoln Bio Love Like This edit.
Something tells me it's not about kitty cats.
You don't think it's about Garfield?
Oh, like it so far.
Remix is done.
Out late night creepers trying to slide on bitches. Posted up with the militia. Niggas ain't switching. Mind on missions. Mind on pussy and millions. Mind on pussy and millions. Trying to call a sex symbol to eat my kids up. They say more money, more problems. Bring on the problems. Bring on the problems. Bring on the motherfucking problems. They say more money, more problems. Bring on the problems. Bring on the problems. Bring on the motherfucking problems, ayy. Bread it up in my Suizo. Hit them, then I get amnesia. Life ain't getting any easier. Flaco, flacocito. I know that I'm not in love. She don't know me either. It's just hard to find a love. Did she keep on getting deeper? Who said it's cheaper to keep her? I'd rather release her. Body ain't give her the way like a feature. You know the procedure. Niggas is praying that.
You know, everything's good about it, but I'll tell you what stands out to me is the bass line. As a former bass player many, many years ago, I don't know what the exact term is, but it's the octaving, the boop, 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 you know, where you got to, you know, hit the thumb and then slap the string, slapping it on the upbeat, but not the downbeat, you know? I don't know what that's called. There's probably a term for it. I should, next time we get a real bass player on other than me, I should find out. But I like the funk of it. Bob?
There's so many things about the song I like musically. I mean, I like the song overall. It's what I call like a real song. It's like this good song, you know? It's just like, you just listen to this music. You're driving along. You're just having a good old time. Party of one, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, this is like right there. That's all you need. I love the way they call it the organ, the keyboard sound. Well, I'm trying to remember what it was. It's not a Farfisa. What is that?
That was a Hammond B3.
B3.
Hammond right. B3 with a Leslie.
There you go. Sounds great. I love that. That's just a really great song. Now, one thing I would make a little note of, I mean, singing Pussy and Millions. If you have the millions, the pussy's going to follow. So...
That's why he said, bring on the problem.
Instead of chasing both, just focus on the millions.
And
that's why he said, bring on the problems.
And
more money, more problems.
Yeah,
bring on the problems.
This is being told to us by the millionaire Bob Ciappardi.
Right, exactly.
Wow, there you go.
You know, just a little side thought on that. I would also, not to say that Drake did a great job on this, but just taking the instrumental, I could hear Bruno Mars doing something over the music as well.
So for all you listeners out there and fans who know, the original sounds nothing like this, musically speaking.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Bob Ciappardi. Are we getting spicy?
We're getting spicy here. We're getting very spicy.
Ooh, I like spice.
We've got my next song up.
Bob Sriracha Ciappardi. That's his nickname, Sriracha. Yeah,
exactly. That's right. The artist's name Gunna, and the song is Synonym. And see what you think.
See an enemy.
Ooh.
My mind, I always let you get the best of me. How can you be so unkind? You taste so damn sweet. Now I'm not saying I'm addicted to you, babe, but I've been craving you all week. Oh, it burns when I touch your dime. She's stuck between my teeth.
I feel like I'm in Memphis right now, actually. I want to tell you that I don't know what I was expecting, but that is not what I was expecting. Just from the very first guitar lick, that whole blues sound in there. I was, wow. I think you kind of won the show. I mean, it was better than anything I'm going to pick or picked. So, yeah. I'm almost speechless. That is, I really see that song soaring up the Panda Top 20 chart. So let me go to Alon and see if he agrees with me.
Mm. So there's two schools of thought for me on this. I love the song. Not what I expected. I was sort of expecting a hip-hop song, so I totally got that confused in my head. So that threw me off. But the song is freaking amazing. Love it. Love the soul. He kind of almost vocally almost reminded me of like Robin Thicke, sort of, except with a little blues in there. So, but very cool. And then the guitar kicks in. Dope. Great song. Now, the problem that I see for strip clubs is really down tempo and chill. So unless you play it at the end of the night for me,
I don't know.
At the beginning of the shift when it's a little bit slower and you have a rock chick who's going to do it and it's a more mellow crowd. That's just for me. That's my opinion and how I would have to play it. But I absolutely love the song.
I would put that song on at midnight on a packed Friday night. I completely disagree with you on that one. The tempo is down a little bit, but it's got so much power and drive with it being down tempo. I'd throw that on midnight Friday, Saturday night, and I would not have my bosses screaming at me either.
I think it's a song that really grabs your attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, you imagine you're going along, you're doing your night, and then you throw this song on. I think people are going to raise them up, their little heads up from those beers and martini glasses and say, what the fuck is that, man?
What the hell?
Yeah, I agree. I want to hear more from this artist. So
yeah, for sure. I agree. I love the song. So don't get me wrong. I love the track. But I'm just saying from a straight club perspective, for me.
For you.
Yeah. The club I worked at.
Okay.
I great song.
Storm.
Love the song. Be clear.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Panda off the charts. Brought to us by Strip Joints Music. Man, we're on the Pantheon Podcast Network. Awesome. Awesome show here today. We had Dorothy on the show, which was just unbelievable.
Absolutely, man. I'm a huge fan. Have been for a long time. Love the new album. Black Sheep's a great track. Brought you a crap ton of different genre great tracks today. All three of us, great job, everybody. great music for pretty much any format club you could have.
Thanks for listening to Panda Off the Charts,
presented by the Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association.
Now you know what's new. Get a full list of tracks from this show and previous shows at pandaoffthecharts.com.